Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matagy Digital.
And we are recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community, 18 Kent Street West in downtown Lindsay. And with us today, we have my new best friends, Brittany and Rose from Bros Cleaning. Tell us about yourselves.
Hi,
Rose.
I'm 31. I don't know. Brittany, I started this. I didn't even know what to say. I'm so sorry, Brian, but I got stuck in your last name, Rum.
That's okay.
Just killed me. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
This is my favorite.
Well, we're Brittany and Rose, and we're Bros Cleaning. We've been in business for about a year now, serving the Kawartha Lakes. We have a side niche in odor control technicians, and that kind of is what we think makes us stand out from the rest of all the other cleaners in the area. We are both mothers, and so we have pretty busy schedules. And the reason that we wanted to open up a business is because we wanted to have more control of our schedule so that we could work Monday to Friday and not have to work on holidays or weekends. And this way we get to spend more quality time with our families.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that's exciting. So why cleaning?
Why did you want to clean up other people's filth?
Well, for starters, I have a background in cleaning for Merry Maids in Scarborough about 10 years ago. So I have experience. And Rose's dad was working for the City of Kawartha Lakes as a painter. And so he needed somebody to clean the unit. So Rose came up with this brilliant idea that we quit our jobs and start a cleaning business and go work for her dad cleaning for the City of Kawartha Lakes. And that's kind of how it all got started.
Yeah, Honestly, I don't know. I guess the question would be, why not clean? I love cleaning, actually. Like, I've cleaned my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I was younger. You know, Brittany showed up from my house. She was like, Rose, I remember you on all floors. Clean your floors at your house. She was like, your clean was kind of a different kind of clean, you know? But I have to say, like, my dad was a newfie. My dad is a newfie. So, like, they're kind of a different breed, you know? So you don't just clean the floors with, like, a mop and a bucket. You clean them on your hands and your knees.
Yeah.
So, it was. I don't know. I just always clean. I enjoy cleaning. And it was kind of something that made sense because it was like, that's not difficult for me to do. That's something I already enjoy. It's like, you know, do something you love and you'll never work a day in your life. So it was like, well, cleaning's not hard for me. And if I can, you know, do that, see my family more and make my own hours and not have someone looking over my shoulder, it's like, I think I've already won the lottery.
Yeah.
What work were you doing before?
I'm a nurse. So I did work in healthcare for 7 years. I started as a PSW and then went back after 5 years doing that, got my RPN and graduated and then worked in long-term care for 2 years. And then it wasn't until sort of the pandemic and then being pregnant with my son, that I kind of came to this conclusion that obviously like life's too short. And, you know, I just decided to kind of like take the bull by the horns. And I think for a long time, I kind of like had this idea that I wanted to be my own boss. I just didn't know where like I would start. And so I was like, what can I do? And my dad was like overwhelmed with all this cleaning work for the city. And he's like, I'm not a cleaner. I'm a painter. I've been cleaning all this stuff. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, I love cleaning. It's like, you know, like, what if I opened up a cleaning business and you subbed that out to me and I cleaned for you? Like, cleaning is not hard for me. And so Brittany was home with her girls too during the pandemic and like teaching and like basically homeschooling, right? And so it was like, oh my God, we need to open up a cleaning business. And we're going to call it Bros.
Yeah.
Because
awesome.
We've been best friends for so long and she already had the experience and it was like a no-brainer. It was like 22 years of friendship and Bros Cleaning was created.
That's
so
awesome.
That's exciting.
Where did you guys meet? In school?
Brittany tells me the story all the time. She's like, you know, Rose, you came walking into the room in these really cool high heel shoes. She's like,
she was the new kid in grade two. I'd already been there. She was the new kid.
Yeah. So I come walking in my overalls and these really cool high heel shoes and tapping on the floor. And Brittany's like, Rose, when I seen you coming in those shoes, boy, did I want those shoes. They were just these really cute little, like, velour tabby shoes. like, you know, every little girl's dream to hear themselves walking very, like, confidently down the hallway in these tacky shoes. Like,
yeah. So we met in grade 2 and we hit it off and we've been friends ever since.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you, how long after coming up with the idea of starting this did you actually jump in and quit nursing or whatever else you were doing? Like, you're all in on this
three months.
Yeah.
Well, it took 3 months.
All in. And actually,
fast.
Yeah, it was fast. It was like, I kind of made the decision while I was on maternity leave. So not the best time to start. I was nearing the end of my maternity leave. And it was like, I'm either going back to work in a, you know, this career that's become, you know, a place where basically it's quantity over quality. You know, I don't say that for every nursing job, but I will say, like, that's sort of like my opinion on it. Like, it's really gone that route. So like the type of nursing that I really wanted to do, I wasn't really able to do anymore. So it's like, I came to this crossroads where it was a decision to, like, you know, do I go back to this job where it's like 12 hour shifts, long hours. I don't see my kids on weekends. I don't get holidays off. I don't, or do I just have a complete change of pace, like sabotage the whole experience and start from ground zero. And so it was like, right before I went back, like right before I just like had to go back to work, it was like, okay, I guess I'm jumping in head first.
Yeah. And for weeks, every night after the kids went to bed, we'd get on the phone or on a video call and we just sort it all out. We got our list together. We made appointments with financial advisors and with business advisors and who else, like we just made a big list of everything we had to do and we did it. And then in September we opened and we haven't looked back. It's going really well.
Yeah. Cause I was to return to work in September. So cause that's when my son was born. So but yeah, I was like, all right. And I made the calls to my work and I was like, this is weird. I had like severe imposter syndrome. It was like, wait, I've been told my whole life that I need to go to school, get a career, get a government job, have a pension, have all this stuff. And that's literally like coming to like a sudden like halt, like a crash and burn right in front of my eyes. And so it was like this huge, like, it was just a massive shift for me.
Scary leap.
Oh, it was scary leap. But honestly, I will say, no regrets looking back. I look forward to every Friday now because my weekends are fulfilled with, like, you know, moments and memories with my kids, which is, that's absolutely priceless.
That's exciting. So yeah, what's your future goals for the business? Like, what is it that you guys want it to be?
Well, I mean, birthday can kind of like, you know, Molly needs or greater. No, you know, but like in comparison, like I think like we sort of see ourselves becoming more of like a franchise, a cleaning franchise. I think that's like where we would love to go. That, I mean, sky's the limit. Like, you know, dream big. I don't know. We've always, that's, you know, that was kind of the take home in grade 6, eh? Like, follow your dreams. It's like, you know.
Yeah, and to be able to have like some company cars, and but right now we're just working out of our homes and keeping all of our inventory at our home, so we could have a home base to have all of our inventory and have, I don't know, 8 teams going, so that one day we can have a vacation, you know, something like that, to really work and build, so that eventually things become a little easier on us, and then we can provide jobs for other people.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What's one of the hardest parts right now? Is it the fact that it's just you two, you can only do so much work in a day? Or like, what's been one of the hardest parts?
I would say the hardest part is the pressure of making sure that we have work for ourselves. It's not like we're not looking for somebody else to have work for us. We have to make that happen for ourselves. And then also to make that happen, we need to make sure that in the evenings, like, we are making sure that everything is taken care of, like, making sure our schedule is on point, that we contact all of the people to make sure everybody's okay the next day, to make sure that we're coming to our houses. It's all of the stuff at the end of the day that if you have a regular job, you just go home and that's it. But now it's like, we have to make sure we have all the supplies that we need. It's like a whole extra list of chores to do on top of everything else, but it's worth it. Like, it's not necessarily like a bad thing, but I would say if there's a challenge, that would be it.
You sound so optimistic and like happy and vibrant about it. Like, I find I talk to so many business owners that are just beat and they're beat down.
Or they're surprised that they have to do these things, which to me always puzzles me because I've like met people. I'm like, what did you think would happen? Like,
honestly.
You have to, like,
yeah,
line up business, and yeah, you have to have marketing. And it's a great business when you're busy and have the work lined up.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't just magically show up.
Right. Honestly, I think for us too, I think a big advantage for us has been how harmonious our partnership is. I mean, it's not just based on like a quick decision of like, let's become partners in business. This is like this is a really beautiful foundation of like 22 years in the making, you know? And then you compile that with like the same values and the same beliefs and the same, you know, the same like goals and wants and work ethic and like the same desire to like ensure customer satisfaction and like, you know what I mean? Like we kind of meet each other,
yeah,
we really balance each other so beautifully.
Always on the same page in a creepy way. Like where we're just like, oh my God, I thought you weren't going to feel that way. But
like we're finishing
like
each other's sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You know? So it's like, that's exactly it. It's just like, I don't know. And then, you know,
like you're the best.
So what kind of cleaning are you focused on? Is this the like come every couple of weeks to clean a house? Is it bigger projects?
Honestly, give us everything you got. Come at me with your dirtiest, filthiest,
yeah,
like nastiest stuff, and I'll surprise
we'll
you.
For you.
That's it. I thought you were gonna go a little bigger with that. No, but you know, like I don't know. I really like the heavy detail cleans myself. Like, you know, where like the before and afters are like,
mm-hmm,
wow. You know, it's that wow factor. But at the same time, I'm also very passionate about your just nice, easy kind of routine, like weekly, bi-weekly, monthly cleans, right? Like,
pretty much anything. Like, if you need a clean, like, that's what we're focused on. But I'd say the majority of what we're working on right now is residential, where we have weekly, bi-weekly cleans,
mm-hmm,
and we make life easier for people. So that's
basically
our goal, is to make life easier for other people that don't have the time to do so.
You know, and I think giving people back time. I don't think, like, anybody, I don't know, I think like anyone can argue that time just goes so fast.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, you know, if you can buy back a little bit of that time that you would otherwise be spending with your hands in a dish full of, you know, in a sink full of dishes, or, you know, trying to scrub your bathroom like before your kiddos get in the tub. It's like, if we can buy you back some of that time, then, you know, you can just sit down and like enjoy, you know, that's my thing.
Why do you think, we've talked about this before on the podcast, but cleaning seems to be one of those things that people are just resistant to paying someone for. Yet when you think about it, it makes perfect sense, because, you know, you only get so many hours off on a weekend. Like,
right,
how much of it do you really want to spend?
And you go to a restaurant and spend $150.
Yeah.
No problem, right? In one night. And what does that really get you? What is it? Like, there's no investment in that purchase. But when you're spending money on cleaning, like, it's an investment, and not just like you're not buying something from the store to sit on your shelf. It's so much more than just a purchase. It's, you know?
Yeah. It affects you on more than just like I think it just affects you on a greater level. You know, your mental health, you know, your overall well-being. I would say that cleaning is an extension, like a clean home is an extension of your personal well-being.
Yeah.
You know, coming into a space that is cleared of clutter, coming into a space that is already like, you know what I mean, is a clean space, is like that, it just does something for you. When you leave your home at in the morning to go sort of like, you know, leave for your work day, and your home is clean and free of clutter. Like, I think that sort of sets the precedent for like what that day might look like for you. Same as like if you make your bed first thing in the morning, they say that that is supposed to really encourage like greater like motivation in the day. You know, it's like cultivating like motivation and like just like getting a lot more done in your day just by the simple task of having your bed made each day.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you can imagine having a clean, clutter-free home, like, that is sort of an extension of, like, what your overall, I think, mental health and well-being is.
Did you make your bed this morning, Brian?
Yeah, I make it a certain way.
Is this a certain way? Do you miter the corners?
Well, I used to be in the Army, so I've got
got
some habits that are not for inspection, but more my own way of how I do things. So.
And would you say that, like, making your bed every day kind of like starts the day off in like a bit more of a, you know, jumpstart?
Maybe yes and no, but I do, being in a clean space.
Yeah,
so it
is
one of those things. And I'm someone who, you know, you talk about you like cleaning. There's been times in my life where I like cleaning.
Yeah,
it's a way for me to unwind.
Right.
But I find now it's either I don't want to do it at all, or there are times where I enjoy doing it. So I'm in this like weird spot where it's like,
normal.
You know, well, some people just hate it all the time. And I think I advocate for hiring someone to do it if you're busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's one of those things where, you know, part of the marketing, it's the just getting people to do it, because it like makes your life so much better when you just have someone else to help you out.
I don't think people think beyond like, yes, I want a clean house though. Meaning there are so many marketing opportunities for it. It's like, okay, my house is dirty, so either I have to clean it or it stays dirty. And maybe they don't realize they can hire someone.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, there's other reasons why you should clean your house. And
absolutely.
The reason why I reached out to Brittany specifically was we were moving at the time. We didn't end up selling the house anyways, but that's an off podcast conversation.
Yeah.
We're super happy, super content. But I was like, we had 1,000 things going on. My wife had like planned out this is going to take X amount of hours to do. And I was like, let's just hire somebody to come in, save us a bunch of time. So it made me think too about, okay, yeah, I need a clean house. But what about the people that are moving or staging their home? Like, that's a marketing opportunity.
Absolutely.
Tell people about that.
Yeah.
Commercial business, other opportunities to clean your house, and like telling more and more people about those things.
Mm-hmm.
Even like, you could sell a service or a social post that's just talking about like, before you bring home your first baby or wherever, the opportunity for someone to like, just telling
it's
people
like that little reset. Of like
what
are the reasons?
Yeah. The first time I ever hired someone to clean our house was because my wife was gone for a week to visit her sister out east.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything inappropriate, but the last day I didn't do anything around the house. There was laundry everywhere. It was chaos.
Yeah.
And I had a cleaner come in and like I paid.
Did you tell her?
Oh yeah. It was so obvious though. I didn't realize how well a professional cleaner could clean. This was before you guys. So the first time, and it was just like, I walked in the door and I started by myself and I started laughing out loud, like the Joker and Batman type of thing.
Yeah.
It just was like, I couldn't, this looks like a different house.
Yeah.
And like they had folded the laundry for me and everything. It was wild.
Yeah.
And like that to me was just priceless.
Yeah.
And so now to me, like that should be a service. Like partners coming back from vacation or partners off doing this, like pushing like, little reminders or reasons why to clean your house.
Because
if people don't have that, they're going to be like, well, I'm just going to clean it myself. Or I'm not going to clean it. I'm going to live in filth. But,
and then
like,
you can get one-time cleans and you don't have to do bi-weekly. It doesn't have to be a recurring cost if you just do it once, you know, for
Get a little get a little taste for it.
Yeah.
Get a little taste of it, you know, like what that's like, you know, because like, yeah, sure. Like anybody can clean their home, but like, you know, having that full service, like clean done all in one shot within an hour and a half, 2 hours, is just like, you know, wow, that's just saved me an entire week worth of work.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
We had three of them were at our place for like 3, maybe 4 hours working constantly. And I was like anxious just thinking about how hard they were working, but like how much work it would have taken me and my wife to clean that place. And it was just incredible. I think it's, sorry, I'm like, mine is on marketing now, but like,
no, that's good.
The idea of like, it's easy to sell around spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
But finding other ways. So summer's over, everyone's back to business and school. Clean your house, get off to a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays are easy, maybe not, but like people aren't thinking about cleaning their houses right now. They should. I don't want to go and clean my house before my family comes, or frankly, after my family comes. Have a cleaner come in before, so you're not embarrassed by what your house looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Get it cleaned afterwards. You're tired. You're like, open all these gifts. You made all this food. We've talked before about like more people should be doing takeout food over the holidays, because like, why are you going through all that stress? It should be the same with cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
January might be quiet. February is a great month for like Valentine's Day, get your partner a brand new clean house.
Mm-hmm.
March is when it starts getting easier with spring and stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Finding
yeah,
more and more reasons for people to clean. The vacation one's a good idea too. Like, just all those little ideas. So.
Yeah, no, those are great ideas. Thank you.
What do you guys think will be your hardest challenge as you scale and try to take on the big, you know, the big conglomerate?
Hiring good people that are reliable and good at their jobs and quick
and dedicated and, like, you know, people that'll show up.
Yeah.
And that people that, like, it's kind of like a sport, cleaning professionally, because you have a time frame and it also has to be done well at the same time.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Like, you know, finding somebody that can catch on to both of those things is probably going to be the hardest thing, because it's difficult to train somebody quickly to be able to do that. Like, so we haven't hired anybody yet, but I can see that letting go of that control will be challenging for me. Yes.
Yeah.
I think too is like the idea of like us separating, right? It's like, once, you know, we kind of divide ourselves, it's like, well, you know, we're no longer that, like to me, like, we're sort of an unbeatable team, her and I, you know. It's like, she does the dry work, I do the wet work, and like, we just slam it off. We just have such a good
You're bros.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're bros. Yeah. That's it. You know, and so like, when you separate like bros, it's like, you know, just, yeah, what does that look like? You know, like, there's so many questions, you
it's
know?
Such
so,
a... Like, I asked the question because, you know, as you grow, I think that's the trick in cleaning, is you have to have people like yourself who like doing it, want to do it. The problem with the big guys, people get dissatisfied, is because you get someone who shows up, they kind of go over stuff. They don't do the greatest job.
And
it's hard to scale.
Exactly. All while trying to maintain your customer satisfaction and your, you know, your good reviews and, you know, happy clients and stuff. It's like, it's that balancing act, right? So
it's hard, and it comes down to labor, which is why I love it as a small business for people to get into who like doing it, because there's such a need for it. It is hard to scale. It's hard to be like, hey, we want 1,000 employees, to try to manage that and do it is, you know, I think it's doable, but it is really hard, because you have to be able to execute.
Absolutely. I think if we just like go low and slow, you know, like slowly build, and like, don't, you know, like, we're not going to like try to move mountains right away or anything, but I think like really taking the time to like nurture it and like, you know, really like put the love into it and like the time that it needs in order to like get to that place, you know, hiring on somebody, giving them a lot of like, you know, giving them a lot of training, a lot of experience and stuff, letting in, you know, really getting like an overview of what that might look like with that person, and, you know, and then hope for the best, I guess, like, but just really taking time, you know, every good thing takes time.
I think the key is that you train them properly.
Exactly.
Because everyone says the same thing. Like, it's hard to find people and it's hard to do this and that, but like, nobody knows how to train anybody. I don't know how to train anybody. You would be better, because you have teaching background.
I'm good at training.
Sure.
Yeah.
But like, my advice would be start now of building like a manual, like a booklet of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, yes, it's going to be critical. Like, you guys are personalities are so big and friendly, and you're going to be great on like for them to shadow, but just a booklet that'll even save time.
Maybe even thought of like a YouTube channel, having a YouTube channel of videos. Like videos, like, you know, like, here's a step-by-step guideline on how to simply, you know, make a bed. From start to finish, you know, it's amazing how many people don't actually know how to properly make a bed or how to properly wash the floors. Yeah. You know, like anybody can hold a mop in their hand with a bucket, but like, do you actually have like a little, like, you know, meticulous way? Like, do you have like a proper little like way to like that,
like,
you would know how to do it?
So like the song, "This Is How We Do It."
Exactly.
I don't make my bed every morning, because my wife tells me I make the bed wrong, and I just have completely stopped.
Well, that's it. Moment, and like, you know, you're not dumb just because you don't know how to make a bed. It's just like, let me show you how to do that.
You
know?
Just
like,
assume people know how to do
things. Exactly.
And
that's
there
it.
Is techniques, and there's like,
exactly.
And a lot of, I remember working in commercial banking and going out, and someone talked about all the people they hired for the summer, and they would say like, oh, you know, go sweep this and rake this, and they were like, these, you know, kids didn't even know, one of them didn't even know what a rake was, let alone how to do it, and they had never had that before, because sometimes we just don't know how to do some of those things.
Yeah. And not even just doing it well, but like for us, it's like finding a way to do it well, but efficiently as well. You know, it's like, what is going to look the best, but like in the least amount of time?
Yeah. What are the tricks? What's the technique?
Exactly.
Because we don't want to like take forever and make people pay this amount of money because we're dragging our asses. You know, we need to do it quickly so that we're not invoicing people huge bills, because that's not going to get us more customers, or they're not going to call us back again if we're too expensive. So all that is considered in making sure that we do a good job quickly enough that, you know, it's affordable for
people. Yeah. I would spend time now kind of coming up with that, those training ideas. Cause like my concern is you start doing more marketing, you're not going to get busy the next day. You're going to get busier the next month,
right?
6 months later, a year later, then you're going to be overwhelmed. Then you're going to be stressed. Mm-hmm. And then the fun that you're having now is not going to be as fun because you're going to be like, okay, I'm working like 80 hours a day and I'm coming home and I'm not seeing my kids as much. And I'm trying to now build the business to hire these new people. You're not going to have any time. Mm-hmm. I would take the time that you're doing now at night of like planning, process, system stuff. Mm-hmm. I would start putting that together. It doesn't need to be perfect. Yeah. It doesn't need to be this big, beautiful manual. Videos make a lot of sense. I don't know if I would start there because I don't like videos going to stress you out maybe more than you think. Mm-hmm. But just like,
it takes time, right?
And then you're going to be like, you're going to be in your head. You're like, I didn't do this properly. Mm-hmm. Like,
or you get people watching it. Like, do they call it clean talk? Like TikTok, but the cleaning. Oh, I don't know if you've been down those rabbit holes where it's like you can learn how to clean anything and you can find all of that. But it doesn't necessarily get you more people who are willing to pay you here locally.
Yeah.
But it is a good idea of like, here's how we do things.
Yeah. And it kind of would take away like training. Most people are visual learners, so that's where we got the idea of the videos, is to show how you clean a toilet from the top to the bottom in the most efficient manner. Like, that's why we chose the videos, just for that alone. But you're right, to get started, we have to start with on a piece of paper before we get to there. We can't just go straight to the videos. So,
and I think that speeds up your training process too. I feel like you've got that manual and that video, you spend a week of them shadowing you versus who knows how long it will be. You'll know if they're nice and personable and like share similar values like during the hiring process, like a little bit about your customer service, but just the idea of like, here's how we do it. Here's how we attack. Yeah. It's like the attack plan.
Yeah. Because
it's not really like a manual that you read and you paste through, but like you probably know this is the room we start in and here's why. We do boom, 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 checklist, all that stuff. It's an attack list.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is.
It's building around your personalities. So, you know, tell me what that is. So what's it mean to hire you guys?
Does it mean to hire us?
Yeah. Or to work for you?
To work for us. Well.
Yeah, what would you want that to mean?
Oh, but I mean, I would want to offer a job where people feel like their work matters and that showing up for work is important and that
you absolutely are making a difference in a big way, you know? But that you're valued. You're a very valued person when you're when you're here with us, you know?
And
that
you have fun with us.
Yeah.
We laugh a lot. And we're very funny and think everything's hilarious and we don't take anything too seriously. Like we do enjoy having that kind of vibe at work where, you know, we're always having a good time while we're doing it. And so I feel like it would be fun to work for us because we're fun.
I think I asked for a very specific reason because that's how you build the company. It's how you select people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people forget that. Mm-hmm. I think it's Michael Hyatt, has a story about a lawn care company that they've never had anyone quit. Like they've had people move on, but there they have some very strict rules of whoever they're hiring, they're on a 5-year personal development plan of some sort. They cut lawns.
That's such a good idea.
But it's not about cutting lawns as the job, but they have some things like
that.
We have fun at work, we laugh, we work hard, we do valuable work. Cleaning's one of those things where I think there's certain power structures that see it as like a low level.
Yeah.
Job, sure. Which isn't true. And
no,
it's
not
like,
true at all.
It makes no
it really
sense.
It should be in the realm of like traits.
But yeah, you need
it is, like,
it's good
to take that back, right? And say, we have fun. We do this. We do good work. We are valued. You know, we laugh. We are people for who want to spend time with their kids, who want to, you know, have a life outside of it. So we show up, we work, you know, we go home. And as you build around that culture, that's why people want to work for you. It's also why they want to hire you too. Cause I want to hire that person. I don't like the big, you know, pink conglomerate. I'm probably not calling because I'm not sure who's going to show up. And if they really want to be working that day. So, you know, you pay them and they come and they, you know, they do enough job, an okay of enough of a job so that you don't fire them, but you're not happy about it.
I think honestly finding that happy medium where like you get big enough that like, you know, your clients still know you. You know, on that personal level, they know who's coming into their home. Like, I don't know. I think it's kind of like a, I guess we'll sort of approach that bridge when we get there, but it's like, I don't want to get too big to the point where like, you know, we're not the faces that are showing up like at some point in time and then, you know, greeting our customers and saying like, hey, how are you? You know, like, cause I don't envision myself sitting down and just sort of doing the work from home. You know, I envision myself being out in the community and meeting people and communicating with people and doing the work, you know?
Yeah. You're just, like a classic. I like cleaning and I like working. So I'm going to be out and,
Exactly.
doing it. So you build your own company around it.
And I guess like we've gotten a lot of jobs from referrals from our previous customers. And I think our bright and shiny attitudes coming into households and, you know, kind of making an impression that we really care and that we're happy to be around and people like to be around us. So I think that that's another good reason to why people would want to hire us because of our energy that we bring into the home.
You want people who want to be there.
And I think in turn, like, you know, you can see like the quality of work that comes out of that situation. You know, if you're happy and you're satisfied with what you're doing, like, I feel like nothing but good things can come out of that. You know, not only just like the, I don't know, the relationship with the clients, but like the actual like job itself, you know. When I show up to work and I'm enjoying what I'm doing, I'm going to do a damn good job.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Any other questions for us?
Do you have questions for us? I've never really done that, but like from a marketing or business perspective.
What do you think is a waste of money when it comes to marketing?
For you guys right now?
Which is challenging for you to probably answer because you sell marketing.
I would say it's not challenging at all because the job is to sell what you need.
I don't know. I don't know if I can answer it directly. I'm going to work backwards, meaning I'm going to tell you what I think is super valuable.
Okay,
and then
cool.
Maybe in that conversation, my brain will come up with some ideas that are bad. But like what's interesting for you and what I've seen in the market is like there's not a lot of cleaning companies locally. There might be. They're not marketing. There's one that I know of well, right? And I think that person is popular throughout Kawartha Lakes, which is good. She's extremely busy, right? So there's an opportunity for you. Cleaning is something people are looking for. It's not a brand new thing that they're not looking for. So immediately my brain goes to Google, right? Like, okay, I have a problem. I need my house cleaned for whatever reason. I go to Google, I search, it's probably cleaning company is the keyword. Cleaning services, no. It's probably cleaning company near me is like the one that searched the most. You need to show up for that. You need some visibility. The big players are going to have ads that they're going to pay for. They're not paying for it out of their pocket. Like the franchise is paying for it, right? So I don't know if I would like put a ton of money or stock into that right now. So I would like maybe stay a bit away from ads. And I do think you've got a bit of time with the searches, meaning like no one wakes up and is like, man, I need my house cleaned. and they search and they call the first person, right? It's consideration.
Right.
So like, they're going to like, I think I need to do this. They're going to go to Google. They're going to look at a couple people. They're like, eh, they're going to come back to it later. So I don't know if ads are that important. So there's one. I wouldn't spend a lot of money on the Google ads, but I would make sure that you're showing up on Google. And that's called search engine optimization.
Yeah.
That's SEO. That's something that someone really amazing like myself could get you ranking in less than 60 days with locally here.
Cool. Okay.
I think that's important. I do think social media posts are going to be important.
Right.
I think you need to tell people that this exists.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit disruptive. I wouldn't spend too much money on social media ads because that's going to be something that you want to get in front of those people when they're ready to buy something,
mm-hmm.
or it is an impulse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't, you can, it'd be tricky. There's not great targeting there
mm-hmm.
for you to get in front of those people at the right time. So I would stay away from ads.
Yeah.
Like those, that's where you would probably waste some money. It makes some sense like for visibility and showing up at a certain time, but I wouldn't do it right away.
Mm-hmm.
I think getting found on Google with SEO is important. I think social media posts are going to be important
mm-hmm.
in both those ideas. It was my idea, so I love it, but I love the idea of like cleaning services for moving, cleaning services before holidays, cleaning services after all, like family gatherings. And like there's keywords out there that people are searching for that we should show up for
mm-hmm.
and taking those services, putting a page on the website mm-hmm. and then the social post of like, don't do it all at once. This is a big error that people make. It's like, okay, I've got all these services and I'm in this little box of picture. I'm going to put 20 different services,
mm-hmm.
one post a day, a week, whatever. We can create a lot of content with that.
Yeah.
Cleaning services for Mother's Day, cleaning services
after,
like before family vacation, come back to a clean home.
Yeah,
you know what
too.
I mean?
Yeah.
And like tell people about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are wicked. These are giving me goosebumps because I'm a nerd. But like these are cool ideas. Like you tell people why they should clean their house, they'll do it. You'll get that person that's like, oh shoot. Create some scarcity too with the social
mm-hmm.
posts. I'm not suggesting you lie, but you could. And be like,
well, there
I've
is
got
some
open
scarcity air. Because,
yeah.
You know, to jump on this, I think you want to have a tight schedule. You don't want to be too, oh, when works for you, and back
right.
and forth.
Yeah,
it's like we're busy, we're scheduled, book your spot
in,
you know, this area. Don't go underpriced either.
They're not expensive enough.
You think
they're
expensive enough?
I don't think so. I don't know if we want to talk about the price right now. But I think also at this point, because you are new and like getting in, that you need to create habits with people. And I'll say like that's what I strategically did from a marketing perspective at first. Now you guys are going to pay for it. But if you had met me like 5 years ago, I was really cheap, I thought, because I was like, I didn't want people to think about it.
Yeah.
I had like, I was the only person bringing income into the home.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make a lot of money fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in really cheap. No one thought about it. I created a habit of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to create habits with people.
Yeah.
And also with that, sorry, now I'm like fired up. Email marketing should be a big thing for you. Like,
okay.
Even myself, I now remember I've had my house cleaned 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Once when we first moved here, by the franchise company I won't mention,
mm-hmm.
didn't do a great job. The second person that came a couple of years ago, that was after my wife was gone for a week, fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys, because I met you, I think, in between. My youngest son, both kids are friends with your daughters.
Well,
sorry.
The same age.
Yeah, the exact,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oh yeah, I need to reach out to Brittany. But like now, I've not thought about cleaning my house since. But you tell me to, give me a reason to with like services or email me like a month later. Hey, I know like we cleaned your house. Hope you had a great experience. We'd love to come back and do that for you. Do you know that we offer recurring monthly subscriptions?
Mm-hmm.
We have bi-weekly subscriptions, weekly subscriptions, monthly, whatever.
Yeah,
we
like
can
email list
we
going.
Can fit you in Tuesdays at 2:00.
Oh yeah, that would be good actually. That'd be really good. Because then I'm like, well, that's a good idea. I forget what there was an email that was sent out like that. Oh, it was the people that picked up my dog's poop. I sound so lazy.
No, I've been thinking about hiring a service like that.
Yeah. They didn't have, and like they emailed me like, hey, like I know you reached out a year ago and it never worked out or whatever. And they're like, after winter cleanup, we're offering this. We can come by this week. I replied like within 14 seconds. I was like, yes, please proceed.
I love
like,
that.
Like right away.
I have two huge dogs, so you can imagine the mountain of things.
It was like, why would it was like $100. And like subjectively, that could be a lot of money. $100 was like nothing for the amount of time it was going to take me and how disgusting it was going to kind of thing, right? But I love that email. Like, we are available on Tuesdays. Do you want us to start this week?
Calls to action. You know, I've known you both for less than 1 hour. You have great personalities. There's a very clear brand personality here. That's a thing I nerd out on. You don't want to be too inexpensive at all. You want to be in demand. And these marketing things, they build up the demand of the people who are willing to pay the price that you deserve to be paid. And then you schedule it regularly so you're not scrambling around all of the time, and you build a nice, awesome, I call a nice little profitable, thriving small business.
Yeah. And we sort of like based our pricing in respect to the competition that was, you know, that we had at the time when we opened. So like we are right on par with like where like most people were like pricing. So
yeah, I would challenge of cleaning is that the word competition. I'm like, is there
competition? But you know what I mean?
Are there so many people like price shopping cleaning, or is that like for me?
Sometimes,
I'm like, I want people who I like and trust who are going to show up and do a good job. And yeah, if their prices are way out of whack, but I would say with marketing, probably people are, you know, if you have good marketing and they know you're there, they're not going to spend time hunting for somebody else to save a little bit of money.
Yeah. I think the other challenge with that though, is like you get a lot of people that just sort of like put together a little cleaning caddy. Hi, my name's Katie.
Yeah.
$25 an hour. Yeah, hi, my name's Sarah, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Or, you know, whatever, like putting all jokes aside. It's like, you get those little people that'll come along and it's like, you know, I'm offering a cleaning service, you know, one, they're not a registered business. Two, they're not insured. But, I mean, sure, they can clean.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, that's the type of thing also that has been a bit of a challenge for us along the way, too.
Yeah, like, you can't really compete with those.
No. And
I think there's lots of people who want a professional.
Yeah.
And who
I think this is easy for me to say, but I've come this way with marketing, too. Like, I charge a certain price. It's premium. If people can't afford it or don't want to spend that, or like, I've got $100 a month to spend on marketing, I can't afford you. I'm like, well, I'm never going to make that sale.
Yeah.
Those people are
right.
I need to focus someone that's like looking for $25 caddy lady versus you, you're never going to get that person.
Move on. Yeah.
Like,
you need to find
the people like us that are like, we'll spend.
When
we first got going, like when we were struggling with our prices, thinking that we were too high, we would, when people would call and like scoff at our prices, we'd be like, well, we could maybe do it.
We would.
Yeah. We were desperate.
We all
done
that.
Everyone does
that. We do
not
do that anymore.
No,
if you were on a budget and can't afford it, then you can go find a cleaner that is within your budget. And that's fine because everybody needs to have customers. So we're just not... We're just not suited for you.
And I think pricing too can be tricky. Like the nice areas, the nice homes, if they're looking for someone to clean their house and they see you at, if it was like $20 an hour, I'd be like, that might be too cheap, but I don't think they're going to be any good.
They're not going to show up and work hard and fast for that price. Like,
I mean, in communities like that too, like, you know, when you get to the larger, like big money communities, I guess, like our price hasn't changed. Like we keep the price like flat across the board, whether you live in a mansion or you live in a, you know, you just live in a nice, nice home. It's like our pricing doesn't change. It's just the amount of time that it takes us to do the job might, you know, based on the square footage of your home and the space that we're working with. So
a profit coach would challenge you.
Yeah.
To start having some, just some products with a bit more margin. Cause once you know what the time it probably takes you in, then it's the like, oh, you did your own self renos, like that, or house getting ready. It's this much.
Yes. And, sort of adding little subcategories.
And then it's clear. Cause the thing about hourly, it's like, oh, how long is it going to take? I'm not really sure, but it's like, hey, we're fast and efficient and it's going to
really
take us what it's going to take.
Yeah. We are
really,
really good at estimating.
Yeah.
If we walk into a place 9 out of 10 times, Brittany can say like, okay, you got 2 bathrooms, you got 3 bedrooms, a 2-story home with, you know, such and such. Okay. Can you give us 1.5 to 2 hours? And I kid you not, 1.5 to 2 hours later, we are both walking out the door with our products.
Is it common to have an estimator? in this industry? Yeah, like for you to go by the home, spend like 10 minutes just quickly doing your checks or no?
Not anymore, because inflation and the price of gas, it just makes sense like to know like, we can tell mostly what's important to know is how many bathrooms you have if you have kids and animals. Yeah. Like that's important to know. That sort of thing, we can gauge it based upon how many bathrooms there is, like in bedrooms.
Yeah.
Then we can kind of just gauge it by that. It used to be that way where you'd go and you'd drive over to somebody's house and give them a quote.
Okay.
But I would say that's kind of for me, my own thinking.
Know.
Like just doesn't really make sense to do that when we can just like kind of get a visual and like tell us everything that we need to know. And then we'll let you know. And I surprise myself constantly on how accurate I am.
That's awesome. And that, to me, that's your gold, and you should, you know, keep the margins in it. So if you're like, hey, that's an hour and a half, you give them the price that's the 2 hour price.
Yeah.
And then
we always give them like, you know, could be less, could be more. First time's usually a little bit longer. Second time would be a little shorter once we go all over that kind of stuff when we're quoting somebody.
I'd challenge you to eventually remove that from your language because they're paying for the outcome of what that service is and the joy and laughter and the brand that is you both. And then if anything, you give a subscription price of people who are, you know, paying on a recurring monthly, you know, first of the month comes and their bill comes out of their account automatically. Kind of as you grow
because once
do some of that,
once we've quoted and done a time frame, like we meet that time frame every time going forward. We don't, it's not like this, like,
so you get them on the 12 month plan or the whatever
that's cool.
And
that's
like
smart.
Lock in their price.
That's cool. I never thought about that. Either by subscriptions, like a six-month prescription. That's kind of a really neat concept, actually. We charge
your bank account every first of the month for this much. And, you know, unless something majorly changes, you know, you get a new pet or another kid, there's some certainty there. And then as you get faster at it, that's margin that you're working on and get to keep yourself versus changing the prices a little bit. Every time. And then, you know, it works out kind of, you know, some days it's quicker than others and you can be that flexible or give them a bit of extra time as a gift versus
changing
that.
This is a fun business. Like there's like a lot of opportunity there. So it's fun for me, like from a marketing
perspective,
there's so much cool stuff that you can
do.
There's all these like economic fundamentals of labor and how you scale it and how you have to organize it. But then it's fun because you build it completely on your personality. So when, you know, Britt and Rose and Bros are sitting here in front of me, like that's your business. It's not hiring just pure labor of cleaning. It's hiring people who like cleaning, have fun doing it, have high standards.
About what we do.
Like it's really fun. Like that's who you want in your house.
That's
true.
I agree.
You want a website also, sort of get back to that.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you gotta
that is,
get that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Like that's the hub of everything.
Yes. Yeah.
You're gonna like I am big on expectation. So like I don't wanna get you like scared, but you get a website and you start to do some marketing stuff and send people to website, you're gonna get more sales.
Right,
the fact that
you
are where you are without it's no website, right?
Well, we just got a Facebook page.
Yeah, just Facebook.
And
the fact that you just have that, I think you might always continue to make sales that way. You will.
It shows the demand in the market because nobody's trying to get it. So everyone just shows up with their caddy and then they're as busy as they want to be. But if you're looking to build a business that's consistent and you're going to hire people, like having that tight system, like you're going to grow as fast as you want to grow.
You guys are so excited.
We're so, we are.
2024 plans.
Yeah,
no,
we do.
We're sitting right down for the year, but so we got plans coming into the new year. We're taking 2 weeks of holidays at the end of the year to get refreshed and ready to go for the new year. So
we need it. I don't think we've stopped.
We've just been going hard.
And then add on sick kids and everything on top of that. And PA days and, you know, just everything. It's kind of like.
It sounds like a reason to get people to schedule. It's like, hey, we're taking some time off.
Exactly.
Let's book you in before and book you in after.
Brittany's been doing that like hardcore. She's like, hey guys, just so you know, we're taking holidays. Like, get your spot.
Get my hair cut from Hal across the street here. And I've heard people talking to him. He's like, I'm gone for X amount of time and holidays. And like, when you're coming back in a couple of weeks, like get that schedule mm-hmm. now. Do you guys have an assistant or virtual assistant?
No, I just have my calendar with my pencil and paper, yeah. and that's and Perfect. I scribble things out if I need to.
Awesome. but we even talked about that.
Need to upgrade, but yeah. that's like the system I have right now for myself that seems to work. I just carry it
wherever I go. Like that's a great up. Like that's another step. To make it easier for you. Take that off your plate.
Yeah.
Someone else's schedule.
Yeah, we literally said that. We were like, okay, if we get like a website and we get like, you know, seen out there like with that, it's like if we blow up too fast, like we're going to need somebody like taking the scheduling off of our hands and like helping us out that way because like realistically, she can't do that like all the time, you know, like so. And then she
can, but like that's not what's
going
to bring value to the business. Right. That's not what's going to grow the business is you scheduling all the time.
Yeah.
It's you out there.
Yeah.
Like Brian said, your personality and like how friendly you are and everything. You guys can be out there selling, right?
We've been knocked on doors in the beginning and hung out door hangers
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're willing to do the work. So it's channeling that effort into the right cool things. I also love if you're taking 2 weeks off, make that something you just build in where you're like, hey, we always take these weeks off. Mm-hmm. It'll help you recruit staff too, because you're like, hey, we don't work the last 2 weeks of December. Like we work hard before and after, but this is another part of our, you know, when you clean with us, this is, you know, this is how we do it, right?
Yeah.
We work hard, we clean. These are our boundaries.
Every day for the whole year, except for these 2 weeks.
Because other places though are chaos, right? It's like, oh, we need you to clean, but we're not going to give you any instructions. We're not going to tell you where you're going tomorrow. We're going to call you 5 times a day panicking about sending you places. You know, you think you're going to end at 5, but guess what? It's going to be 7 most days. That's why people quit and go find another job.
Right.
But if you're like, hey, we are organized. We love what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people are going to work for you as well.
Want to stay working.
I was talking to someone recently, and they were talking about having trouble keeping people around and keeping them happy. And they were throwing money at the people. But that environment was chaos. And what Brian's explaining is like, you want anti-chaos. You don't want to be the nurse, right? Who goes in and it's chaos. You want structure being dictated from Brittany, and Brittany's laid out the schedule for the week, or Brittany's assistant has laid out that schedule for the week, and everyone plays a different part, but like you need to take the chaos out of it when you hire people. Those people will stick around.
Right.
Give them a little bit of money, give them a lot of money. Like the money isn't the thing, but people stick around where it's how they're treated, and then is it chaos or not?
Exactly. Right.
And do you have fun?
Yeah.
Do you laugh about the big messes where you're like, hey, give us whatever? Like,
and like support too, supporting those people, right? Like, and again, like it comes down to like nurturing, right? Like, how are you nurturing those people? Like, I don't know. For me, it's like at the end of the day, like, let's debrief. How was your day? You know, what, you know, was there any clients that like you otherwise didn't have a very good time with? Like, can we talk about it? Like, you know, or if, you know, the day was perfectly fine, like, let's talk about it anyways. Let's debrief. Let's have a conversation. Like, you know, so then when you leave at the end of the day and you go home, it's like, man, I had a great day at work today with Bruce Cleaving. Like, I had a great day with Rose and Bray.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a
like,
fun job, and I get to live my life.
Exactly.
I'm happy, and I, you know, I walk home, I see my kids. I'm not, like, angry and mad and need 2 hours to unwind. You can, like, change gears and get right into the life you want.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Fun.
Well, this has been fun. For me.
Good.
Hopefully you have enjoyed it.
Thank you
great.
For this
you
opportunity.
So,
like, thanks for helping us out. Like,
yeah, you're
like,
welcome.
You know, but
yeah. I got to know, not know you very well, but just like through our kids and like you're just such a bubbly, friendly, nice person.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
You deserve success and
absolutely like from
shouting
from the rooftops because like she does.
I feel the same way about you.
Thank
and
you.
Do I have time to share? Well,
you want
to
Brian?
Can I share a little story? I feel like I told you this at my daughter's birthday party, but back in during COVID times, I was getting really desperate and wanted to get a work from home job before this all started. And so I was doing online marketing courses. And when I was looking up, you came up on Google or whatever. And the next day I went to what is it, one of Jack's for dinner.
Yeah.
And I saw you there, and I was just like, there's that guy that I just saw, like the marketing. I was like, this must be like something I meant to do because I'm running into you. And then the next day it was Beckett's birthday, and I went to your house, and I was like, I'm at his house now.
I remember that. I remember, like, you were in the mud room, and then you kind of like looked at me like, I'm like, oh my gosh, who is this woman? She's gonna be crazy. But she was excited to see me.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you Maddie G? I'm like, I am. Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Because I was trying to like do this online marketing stuff, and so I thought that's how you were going to have a hand in my life, but it's through this business that you are. So
that's
it's
awesome.
I've always kind of like noticed you even before like you knew who I was. So
yeah,
this is
awesome.
Really cool to me that I'm here on your podcast.
Yeah. And
you.
I've been hearing about you the whole time.
Thank
like,
you.
Rose, you're the guy I was telling
you about.
I've seen him at the restaurant. I was like, oh, did you?
That's awesome.
I was for him, and I was like, no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marketing works.
Yeah.
You gotta get your picture out everywhere.
Yeah. Your youngest daughter has the best smile in the whole world. Always smiling.
You and your wife always say that.
Whenever we see her, like at school or like at an event like that, she just looks at us. She's like, biggest smile exploding off of her face. Yeah.
She's a happy little turkey.
Oh, she's so happy. She's so cute. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really cute too.
Thank you. Yeah.
I love it so much. Yeah.
Yeah. What a great way to end a podcast. This is why we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. It's why we love small business. This is great in what we're trying to help create. So if you want to be cool like Bros Cleaning, you can come on the podcast. So send us an email at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.